It's kind of the mindset and the things that I think that y'all should pay attention to going into 2024, right? Salutes from NYC. Shout out to y'all. I appreciate it. If you want to get in touch with me, make sure that y'all send me an email at antondaniels413@gmail.com. All right. It's like four things, but some of them are all interconnected that I want y'all to pay attention to going into 2024, right? And they're all financial. And I think that it's important for y'all to understand that 2024 is going to be a really big year. It's going to be a really big year for some of us. And I say all the time that there is going to be a huge divide between the haves and the have-nots. The middle class is largely going away. And even if you remember, right, like just a couple years ago, not even that long ago, people were saying, oh, $50,000, $60,000 is enough to be able to survive on a family of three and four. And they were arguing back and forth with me, and it was coming up on my panels, and they were saying all of this stuff. And now a lot of y'all are saying, I can't survive off of anything less than $80,000, $90,000, $100,000. And it's important for y'all to really understand what y'all getting yourselves into. And so why be on the fence of just being okay when you can be extraordinary? And there are some key things that I think that you guys need to pay attention to going into 2024 that I think could change a life. And it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to get rich, but you can be very much on your way to getting rich or richer, however you want to frame it. But there are some key things that you're going to have to pay attention to because change is imminent and things are always going to be changing. And I want y'all to be careful. One thing that I've been investing in heavily for a long time is real estate, right? And I believe that housing prices are going to continue to go up. There will be no relief. For those of you that are sitting on the sidelines that think that there will be relief as far as inflation or interest rates, it doesn't even matter, right? I think that interest rates have a chance to go down a couple of notches, but more importantly, I think that housing prices are going to continue to skyrocket because we already see that housing prices are remaining steady. And as a matter of fact, they've been going up, they've been growing, especially in certain markets. Opportunities, people are itching to buy, but at the same time, people are not itching to sell because most of the people that are selling or would sell their home to you in a normal market cannot afford or they don't want to actually go back into other interest rates. Now, there's a couple of different hacks that go along with that. Well, some of them are a little bit more simple, and I'll keep it surface level because I want to get to the other three points. But a lot of people are afraid to buy because they're saying that the interest rates are too high. Well, one thing that you have to understand is that you can always refinance. However, there are fees and additional fees that come along with refinancing. But people are still interested, and they will always be interested in purchasing homes. For those of you that are entrepreneurs, and I'm not necessarily telling you to run into the market, but just understand this and understand the market conditions and that whatever it is that you do from a financial perspective or whatever it is that you invest in, look to fill a void in the marketplace. Right now, for me, what I'm investing in, and I'm gonna really wanna deep dive into this when we start to do these weekend live streams with the Patreon members and the bag chasers. Make sure y'all tap into the Patreon link is in the description. Is I'm going to break down my strategy, and my strategy is to fill the need or fill a void when it comes to affordable housing. My strategy has always been, and even when it comes to my tenants, I don't really raise the rent on them because I want long-term growth and I want long-term tenants. My real estate strategy has never been to make money from real estate. Right now, that's a longer-term view. And a lot of y'all bag chasers that understand the three-tier system that I use for my investment strategies, you get that. And we'll go further into that inside of the Patreon. But I'm not looking to make money from real estate right now. I'm looking to fill a void because I can always monetize or I can always push my monetization. But my strategy always when it comes to business is to figure out how I can fill a need, fill a void, not necessarily get the most out of a product. So, with me purchasing land and going through the development process and learning and streamlining it, and then I'm now starting to get into multi-unit developments, even into apartments. Hopefully, I can get into that and I can start that process in 2024 because I'm looking to purchase commercial real estate. I'm always looking to figure out how I can serve the most needed so that I'll always have the best business model going forward long term. A lot of people in real estate, they go through this boom and bust cycle. People get in and they start buying. Starting to scale a whole bunch, or they get into hard money loans, or they get into a whole bunch of mortgages. And then when they have the downturn, or they have a problem where, they may have some evictions, or a bunch of people that can't afford the property, or they have to have a bunch of carrying costs, and they have a down spike in the amount of money that they're making temporarily, or they have to have development costs, or somebody tear up their property, then you see them pulling their hair out, or they have to take out more loans, and they basically are taking on more risks. What I'm telling you is that home prices are going to continue to go up. And if you decide to invest in real estate, decide how you want to be an investor, because there's so many different ways to make money in real estate, but just keep that in mind. The second thing that I want to have a conversation about is that we're doing Stock Club inside of the Patreon, and the stock market, I think, is absolutely positively going boom. 2022 was a tumultuous year in that it was more of a market correction. I think that 2023 has been phenomenal. My Rivian stock over the last month has been up 40%. So I've divested what I had in Tesla, and I'm starting to put more money invested in the Rivian. And, you know, this is just my personal strategy, and I'll go into that inside of the Patreon going into the new year. But I think that the stock market is absolutely going to boom. I don't think that you're going to be able to miss if you do your research correctly. All right. Third things, and we can go into those. Third things is AI tools. A lot of people don't understand that change is always going to be imminent. And if you are not being very, very careful with the fact that you need to continue to embrace artificial intelligence and the tools that they're developing in order to make your job easier, you're going to be outdated. It's not enough to just become a software engineer. It's not enough to just become better or get a certification in whatever it is that you're doing professionally. You're going to have to continue to leverage these innovative tools in order to become even more efficient, even when it comes to a content creator, when it comes to your professional job, when it comes to your business. The people that are going to get left behind are the ones that don't have consistency and the ones that are not embracing technology. I mean, this has been happening since the beginning of time, but we're in the early stages of a boom as far as really leveraging artificial intelligence and the tools that are given to us in order to make our businesses more efficient, do our job better, and then implement that. Because what companies are going to start to do and what they've already been doing is they downsize, but they still do more with less, but they just leverage these tools. And the people that make the most money, they are going to be the ones that know and understand how these tools work. So if you are not a part of it, if you're just on the sidelines watching it, and the only thing you can say is, oh man, you know, AI is already predicted, the genie is out the bottle. The genie is out the bottle. And if you are just listening to old heads just talking about, you know, the tried and true methods, which those will still be in place, but we're starting to go into a phase in life to where you don't have to really know how to do every single thing. The only thing you have to do is know how to find an answer. And that's basically what engineering is. Engineering is solving for problems that people don't even know that they have yet, or to innovate so much to where you provide a solution that people don't know that they need yet. iPhone, that was an engineering solution. Cars, engineering solution. And right, and we're in the next phase of what that innovation looks like. And before the end of the world is over, the people that's going to make the most money are the ones that really embrace the technology and the growth. And then the last thing, right, and it's the foundation for a lot of what I've already said, is we have to be very, very careful about consumer debt. Debt, I don't care what they keep telling you. They keep telling you that good debt and all of this stuff. It is the enemy of wealth. And those of you that were very, very careful and diligent and getting rid of your debt, getting rid of your student loans, getting rid of your credit card debt, getting rid of all of the debt, the things that you have to make payments on that prevent you from being able to invest in the things that matter, those are the ones that's going to win in 2024. The people that got rid of the debt, the people that was very diligent and careful on making sure that they didn't have a whole bunch of payments in order to maintain a lifestyle, are going to be the ones that win when it comes to the innovation and the growth and the ability to be able to invest in the things that I was talking about, the real estate, stocks, investing in yourself and learning new tools and understanding how it is that you can improve yourself, because the best investment is in yourself in order to make more money. The people that don't have debt anymore, and we've been hitting this thing with a hammer and y'all been continuing to just, you know, do overly Christmas shopping and ain't nobody even caring about the gifts that you got anymore. They don't even remember that you bought them a gift. Those are the ones that's going to win, because those are the ones that now have the ability to invest more money in the things that's going to obviously compound and grow over time as far as the value of those investments, right? So if you have not cleared your debt, do everything that you can and then lower your lifestyle in order to be able to leverage your resources to make whatever investments that you have to make long term. All right. So that is just my mindset going into 2024. I am so bullish on everything that I look at as an asset to my portfolio, my stocks, get a brokerage account. I'm even more bullish when it comes to building and real estate. I'll have my first property that I'm done with in the spring of 2024, so I'm excited about that. And then I'm trying to purchase some commercial property so that we can now start to go through the permitting process and go through the surveying so that we can start building out multi-unit properties, apartment buildings and things like that. All right. So make sure that you guys are very, very careful with how it is that you leveraging your resources, and do not sit here and let this whole opportunity pass you by, because opportunity meeting preparation is what determines whether or not you're successful.